Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, and I'm delighted to be joined by Sandy McKinney, Director of Platform Software at Bennu Networks. Welcome, Sandy.
Good morning.
Sandy, I don't think we've ever had Bennu Networks on the program before, so why don't we just start with an introduction of the company and your role there?
Bennu Networks is about a little over 4 years old. We traditionally have been in the business of making hardware-based Wi-Fi boxes for doing Wi-Fi offload for carriers, mainly in the cable industry. Comcast, for example, is a large customer of ours. But over the last couple of years, we've made a real change and moved into the virtual CPE market with our hardware-based platforms. And over the last year or so, we've really taken a significant stab at actually moving that into more NFV-based, as that's where the industry is actually moving. Bennu has actually now opened up a whole new area for us as well as for the industry, looking at virtual CPE, what we call managed business networks, managed home networks. And really, at the end of the day, what Bennu is really trying to do is make networks, wherever they are, whether it's licensed or unlicensed, as ubiquitous as possible. It's so easy to say that cell phones work everywhere and we're all happy with that, and they do. Buy it, you take it home, you take it out, you charge it, pretty well online. But when you get home and you're on your Wi-Fi network and you're buying a new router or you got one from the cable company, it's got to be set up and people have to worry about SSIDs and all this kind of stuff. And what ends up happening is, from what we're hearing from our customers, 60-70% of the calls that they have into their support centers have nothing to do with the equipment that they're providing. It has to do with things like, oh, my Wi-Fi printer doesn't work. And one of the things that they find very challenging is how to actually deal with that day in, day out. And so this is one of the things that we've really recognized and are really tackling, and what we feel that the VCP market really needs is not only VCP, as the idea is fairly straightforward what we want to do, but to really help the operators and in turn help everybody else really get online and have that home experience and that Wi-Fi experience, not just at home, be as good as it is across the LTE and the 5G network. And so to really make that heterogeneous network possible, no matter where you are and with whatever device you're running.
Well, I think that anybody listening online has been through those frustrating calls with their service provider.
Yes.
So when you say that you're going to make it easier, that's something that everybody gets excited about. But how do you connect the virtualization of the solution to better ease of use for the end consumer?
So from a virtualization point of view, the carriers are already moving in that direction. So it was something that so many other companies, including ourselves, who have traditionally been making hardware boxes, have had to actually like, oh, how do we do this? This is something new for us. But where virtualization really comes in is because the carriers want to do a bunch of things. They want to actually make it easier for them to actually expand. Obviously, there's a cost savings and potentially OPEX and CAPEX they're looking for. But they also want to be able to have more rapid delivery of service. And virtualization is one of the tools that they're going to need to actually get there. No longer do they have to worry about onboarding a hardware device and going through a long process and training everybody. They want to be able to quickly say, okay, new service, software, snap their fingers, and they actually have it up and running. And NFV gives them that tool that they really didn't have to do before and in the kind of time frame that they really want to pull this off.
So tell me about the Virtual Service Edge.
So the Virtual Service Edge is Bennu's offering in this area. It's a software-based product running as a VNF inside virtualized networks. And where we're going with this is to have that first classifier stage. We are basically the first hop from, say, a customer premises or a home network. And so we're at that point where we will take those packets, we'll detunnel them, we'll classify them, and then we figure out what we have to do with them. We'll pull in policy from the network. We'll actually say, oh, this is little Janie's laptop. Dad said that she shouldn't be looking at it past 10 o'clock at night. And we do, you know, things associated with that. But that's not all that we do. What we really want to do is become that point in the network where we can actually pull in other people's stuff and talking about service function change, et cetera. And this is where the carriers are really excited about. So taking little Janie's example, you know, Dad may have actually set up and decided that he wants parental controls on Janie's device. And so not only is he willing to actually pay for a few dollars extra per month for that service, but he'll be able to go in and say exactly what website she can and can't visit. And that's actually all part of what's coming through our box. We won't necessarily do parental controls, but we will actually then, through service function chaining and other methods, direct those packets to the third-party products that actually will do that. And again, now we're in a virtualized network, that becomes much more easy to implement, much more easy for carriers to actually build, and of course, much faster to deploy those types of services.
It's interesting to think of home-based policies.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense, but it really is taking capabilities that we think about from enterprise perspective down into a home environment or an individual use case.
From a cost point of view, that's always been prohibitive. We've always thought about the big enterprises with the money to spend to be able to do that kind of stuff. But really, where it's needed is the home networks. Those are the people that really want to do it. And sure, you'll have the odd person who's technological enough to get the right products and be able to set them up. But that's, if we talk about us, you know, we're a small minority in terms of the people out there that want to have that kind of functionality, but don't necessarily know how to set it up.
So Sandy, I know that you guys have been collaborating with Intel and driving optimization of your solution. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So we're heavily involved in DPDK. We think it's a real enabling technology. It's been around for a few years now, and there's nothing new there. But a lot of the things associated with that are really exciting to us. Because we are a hardware-based vendor, there's certain things that we do in hardware that still are not really optimally done in software. Some of them are actually being tackled well, such as security with cryptology with Quick Assist technology. Mm-hmm. But some of the other interesting ones coming down the line are, for example, some of the FPGA work that Intel is working on that we're actually getting involved with to look at some of our future stuff. Because when doing some of the quality of service and those types of aspects, at the end of the day, FPGA is still a more efficient way to do it for the types of bandwidths and packet rates that we're actually looking at. So future looking, FPGA and that kind of stuff is very interesting to us. Today, we're really trying to optimize performance. Latency and jitter are key to us. You know, we're that first hop that everybody goes through. We talked about the gamers at home. They all care about latency and jitter. Mm-hmm. So what do we care about? Performance. So, you know, cache monitoring technology, cache allocation technology, anything to do with CPU pinning, DPDK, we're moving to some of the other ideas to really look at optimization. And so not just porting an existing product over, but really rewriting it using x86 as the basis and implementing it in a true Intel x86-based fashion is really what we're looking at.
So tell me a little bit about Banu's presence at MWC. Anything else that you've seen at the show that you're really excited about?
Well, we're actually here with one of our partners who is another partner of Intel's Rift.io. Mm-hmm. And so they do have a booth here in Hall 7, and we have a demo running there in, obviously, collaboration with Rift and some of the open source Mano stuff that they've been working on. So we've been working with Rift for about a year now, and we're really excited to work with them and to use their technology to help us get to where we want to go. Because where we really want to go is actually, as I said before, really create these large, scalable networks that the carriers are looking for. Mm-hmm. And certainly, we believe that Rift is one of the vehicles that will help get us there.
This is really cool technology. As someone who just had a service call days before, I'm excited to hear that you're delivering more capability into this very important and very functional part of all of our lives. Thank you so much for being on the program today, Sandy.
Oh, no problem.
Can you just end by providing a URL or another place to go for information about the solutions you're delivering to market?
Oh, I think the best place to go for, you know, all basic information on what Banu is working at is our website, obviously, banunets.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on today.
Oh, thank you.